All right, fans were treated to a wild finish last night in the NCAA Women's College Basketball Final in Tampa, Florida.
Indeed. Baylor was up by 2 points, 82-80, with less than 2 seconds on the clock. They fouled Notre Dame and sent one of its best shooters to the free throw line. Her name, Arike Ogunbowale. All she had to do was make her 2 free throws that would tie it up for the Fighting Irish and probably send the game to overtime.
Yeah, that's ESPN announcer Adam Amin letting everyone know that the first shot was no good. So here's the thing. If Ogunbowale made the next free throw, that would have left her team down by 1 point with almost no time left in the game, and possession of the ball would go back to Baylor. Making that last shot would have doomed her team. So she looked to her coach, Muffet McGraw.
Muffet McGraw just mouth to Arike, miss it.
Miss it, meaning her only hope was to intentionally miss the next free throw. Hope one of her teammates would rebound the loose ball and score a 2-pointer. Missing a free throw goes against all of her training, all of her muscle memory. Well, she tried to miss it.
But in a split-second mistake, Ogunbowale made the free throw by accident. Baylor got the ball back, ran down the final 1.9 seconds, and won the national championship by that single point.
Denied by Turner, and that's it!
Heartbreaking.
Baylor had been ahead by double digits. When an injured left knee took star forward Lauren Cox out of the game, their lead slipped away. In a post-game interview with ESPN's Holly Rowe, Baylor coach Kim Mulkey spoke through tears.
Lauren Cox! My God, she's the heart and soul of our team! And I just know she's hurt because that kid would have gotten up. But you know what? God is good. He blessed these kids. They fought through it. I just know when you lose a big-time player in the middle of a national championship game, you're not supposed to win.
All right, what a wild finish to the women's final. The men's final is tonight, and we know one thing. One team will win its first ever NCAA crown, either Virginia or Texas Tech.